From WOSU Public Media in Columbus, Ohio, this is Classical 101's Mozart Minute. I'm your host, Jennifer Hambrick. Think the price of stocks and bonds fluctuates wildly? Imagine the price of a genius composer's brand new set of piano concertos. Wishing not only to pay the bills, but also to make a splash in his new home of Vienna, in 1782, Mozart offered for sale, by subscription, manuscript copies of the first three piano concertos he composed in Vienna. In a letter of December 28, 1782, to his father Leopold Mozart, Wolfgang Mozart described these concertos as a happy medium between what is too easy and too difficult. They are very brilliant, pleasing to the ear, natural, without being vapid. Emily Anderson's translation. A few days later, on January 4th, Mozart wrote his father that the subscription price for the three concertos was 4 ducats, about $1,500 US in today's currency. Evidently, Leopold didn't think the subscription was such a good deal. On January 22nd, Mozart wrote his father again, saying, "You need have no fear that the three concertos are too dear. I think, after all, that I deserve a ducat for each concerto, and besides, I should like to know who could get them copied for a ducat." Less than a month later, Mozart found himself in dire straits. With his wife pregnant and their financial situation not improved, Mozart was now under threat of being sued for a payment an adversary thought was overdue. In a state of desperation, Mozart wrote his friend, the Baroness von Waldstetten, for a loan. "At the moment," he wrote, "I cannot pay, not even half the sum. If I could have foreseen that the subscriptions for my concertos would come in so slowly, I should have raised the money on a longer time limit. I entreat your ladyship, for heaven's sake, to help me to keep my honor and my good name." About 3 months later, in April 1783, the price on the concertos went up as Mozart offered them for publication. He wrote the Parisian publisher J.G. Sieber, "This letter is to inform you that I have three piano concertos ready. Artaria wants to engrave them, but I give you, my friend, the first refusal. And in order to avoid delay, I shall quote my lowest terms to you. If you give me 30 louis d'or for them, roughly $20,000 US today, the matter is settled." A year later, in April 1784, and wanting the concertos to bring in more cash, Leopold Mozart appealed to the big spenders. He sent presumably copies of the concertos and a few of his son's other works to his friend Sebastian Winter, the valet of the Prince von Fürstenberg, offering the concertos to the prince for the price of 4 ducats each, fully tripling the original subscription price. Later that month, Leopold wrote Winter again, responding with no small degree of alarm to a letter in which Winter must have indicated that Leopold's package with the concertos had not reached him. That parcel may well have gone into the great beyond, but evidently Mozart's bid to the Parisian publisher J.G. Sieber went nowhere. The Viennese publisher Artaria & Company finally published the concertos in 1785. This has been your Mozart Minute from Classical 101, WOSU Public Media. For more information and more podcasts, please go to WOSU.org/classical101. And join me, Jennifer Hambrick, weekdays at noon for music by Mozart and his friends in the Amadeus Deli on Classical 101.